Okay, let's get into this. For our deep dive today, we're looking at something that, well, if you run a business or even if you just use your phone to find, a decent coffee shop, this is a
Yeah,
big deal.
it really is. We're talking about a revolutionary shift, a visual one.
Exactly. We are diving into how AI is just fundamentally changing local search. Specifically, we're talking about Google's Gemini and its new integration with Google Maps.
That's right. And the mission for you today, for the learner, is really twofold. First, we need to get into the mechanics of this new visual search. It's not just a new feature, it's a whole reorganization.
A total reorganization.
And second, and this is the really critical part, we have to figure out what this all means for, well, for every local business owner out there trying to get noticed.
Because it really feels like the old way of doing things,
Yeah.
traditional text-based SEO, scrolling through endless blue links. That whole practice seems to be on its last legs,
Yeah.
especially for local stuff.
Precisely. The core difference here is it's fascinating. We're moving away from just text summaries and toward, well, immediate visual context. Proximity, instant credibility checks from reviews.
So if you can't see it and trust it at a glance, the AI just moves on.
It moves on to the next option. Exactly.
Okay, so that's the big picture. Let's get into the nuts and bolts because this is where it gets really interesting. This isn't just a minor tweak. Our sources are clear. This is a structural change inside Gemini.
Right.
Think about the old way. You'd ask Gemini, "Where's a good spot for lunch?" And you'd get this like long paragraph of text.
On wall of text.
Right, and maybe a link. And if you were lucky, a tiny little map buried at the very bottom of the screen that you couldn't even interact with.
That whole experience is gone. It's dead. We are now in a visual first world. The number one feature is that you are immediately shown a fully interactive map.
Right at the top.
Front and center. It's the very first thing you see. And that changes the entire game because the visual context is now the priority. It's just more aligned with how we actually think.
Yeah.
We search by what's close, what's convenient.
And what we can see. It makes comparing options so much easier.
Effortless.
And the map itself is smarter. I mean, the sources really dug into how confusing those old generic red pins were. You'd have five businesses on one corner.
Oh, the sea of red pins. We've all been there, trying to figure out which dot is the coffee shop and not the dry cleaner next door.
And you end up clicking the wrong one, or worse, walking into the wrong store.
It's a real cognitive load, and Google knew that. So the solution is pretty clever. They're replacing those generic pins with smarter location markers. Think emoji-style icons.
Okay, so instead of a bunch of identical red dots, I'd see a little coffee cup icon or a fork and knife, maybe a little wrench for a mechanic.
That's it, exactly. This visual shorthand helps you categorize and identify things instantly. No more clicking around, no more reading tiny labels. If you ask about kids' activities, boom, you get tree icons for parks, maybe a movie reel for the theater.
It's instant visual filtering.
It cuts the decision-making process down from, say, five steps to basically one.
But the real game changer, the thing that speeds everything up, is the data. When you tap on one of those new icons, you don't even leave the Gemini chat.
Nope. You get what the sources are calling a detailed business information card. And this, right here, is where a local business will win or lose.
Now, what's on this cart?
It's brilliant, really. Super clean, easy to read, and it's packed with all these credibility checks that the AI has already synthesized for you. So you get high-quality photos, that's your visual
The
proof,
first thing you see.
the very first thing. Then you get the star rating for that quick quality check. And, maybe most importantly, you get review highlights.
Review highlights. Tell me more about that. What is that specifically?
So the AI does all the work for you. Instead of making you read through 50 different reviews, the AI pulls out the most common themes. So for a pizza place, the card might say, "Customers love the thin crust," or "Friendly service mentioned 15 times."
Wow.
It's information that's been distilled down to its most actionable form.
That is a massive time saver. The AI is basically pre-qualifying the business for you before you've even thought about visiting their website. It's an instant sales pitch.
It is the ultimate instant pitch. And of course, key details like hours and location are right there too. It just makes the whole discovery process faster, easier, and it builds confidence that you've made the right choice.
It turns minutes of searching into seconds of just verifying.
Exactly.
So this is rolling out now. If someone listening wants to try this out, what's the availability?
It's currently rolling out to English language users, and it's on both mobile and desktop versions of the standard Gemini. The sources say the experience is designed to be pretty seamless, whether you're, on your phone on a street corner or planning a trip from your laptop.
Okay, that sets the stage. Let's switch gears now and put on our business owner hat. Let's talk about the business imperative. If I'm running a small business in a really competitive market, the sources mentioned Orange County, California as an example, how quickly does this change my world?
Immediately.
Yeah.
It affects your bottom line from day one because the customer's decision-making process just got a massive speed boost. We could call it like decision velocity.
Decision velocity. I like that.
In a place like Orange County, you might have 20 coffee shops in 1 square mile. Customers are not going to spend 5 minutes researching every single one.
They're glancing at the map. They see the icon. They tapped it. They see the card.
Exactly. They see the card, they see great photos, a strong rating, maybe a 4.7, and a review snippet that confirms what they're looking for. The decision is made. And the business that has, you know, neglected its Google business profile, the one with blurry photos or a 3.2 star average,
they don't even get a click.
They're invisible. They won't even make the cut.
So this is a huge shift for optimization. If all this data is being pulled directly into these visual cards, where does a business need to focus now? It's not the website anymore, is it?
Your Google business profile is now. It's critical. It's not just some extra thing you do. This is where your visibility lives. So your listing has to be accurate, has to be complete, but now it has to be ruthlessly visually appealing.
Okay, but hold on. I have to push back on that a bit. Is Google basically forcing every small business owner to become a professional photographer just to show up on the map? That seems like a pretty unfair burden.
It's definitely an adjustment. But you have to think about what the AI is prioritizing. It's prioritizing authenticity and quality.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a high-end photographer on retainer,
yeah.
But you do need to invest in making sure your visual story is high quality and consistent.
So a bad photo is worse than no photo.
A bad photo is absolutely worse than no photo. The AI can spot low-res, out-of-date images. That signals low credibility. The whole point is to visually verify the claims you make in your description.
That makes sense. The visuals have to match the text.
And that brings us to the other half of this. Active customer review management. Reviews are the new backbone. You need a steady stream of them. You need to be engaging with them because the AI isn't just counting stars. It's looking at the freshness of the reviews and the actual content it can pull for those highlights.
So if my last review was 6 months ago,
the AI might see your profile as less active and therefore less relevant.
This feels completely different from old school SEO, which was all about, you know, keyword stuffing, just repeating best local burger 50 times on your homepage.
It's a total paradigm shift.
Mm-hmm.
Gemini understands user intent, not just keyword matching. So when you ask it, I need a quiet place with great Wi-Fi to write, the AI isn't looking for a website with the keyword write on it.
No.
It's cross-referencing things. It sees the coffee cup icon, it sees review highlights mentioning a quiet atmosphere, and it sees high-quality photos showing comfortable chairs and people working on laptops. Mm. It's connecting the dots.
So success now is about clear branding, authentic reviews, and the digital infrastructure to back it all up. The AI is looking for real-world proof.
That's the perfect way to put it. And if you compare it to traditional Google Maps, the difference is stark. Traditional Maps is transactional.
Yeah.
Tubman Steakhouse, Midtown, it gives you a list. You have to do all the filtering yourself.
And Gemini.
Gemini lets you be conversational. You can ask, where can I take a client for a high-end dinner near the financial district that has fast valet? The AI curates the results. It's a discovery tool built on synthesis, not just a navigation tool built on inputs.
That's a powerful distinction.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's zoom out a bit. This update, it isn't just about finding lunch. It feels like part of a much bigger move toward AI tools that give us practical, real-world answers. And the sources really emphasize that to win here, a business needs more than just a good photo. It needs foundational technical competence.
And that's a fascinating connection, right? The link between your digital visibility and your nuts and bolts technology. It really boils down to this. Credibility is performance. If your tech is not dependable, your ability to manage that all-important online profile just falls apart.
Okay, so let's make that concrete. Don't just list generic IT services. Why does a cloud solution matter to a local bakery's ranking on Gemini?
Because speed is now a credibility factor that the AI is scoring. When Gemini pulls the data for that info card, if your website or your image servers are slow, that beautiful photo you paid for takes too long to load. The AI is designed for a seamless experience.
If you're sluggish, you get downgraded.
You get downgraded. It might push you lower on the map, even if your star rating is fantastic. It's not enough to have the assets. You need the infrastructure to deliver them instantly.
Okay, so that means having solid cloud solutions for performance, but what else?
cybersecurity is huge, not just for your company data, but specifically for protecting your Google Business Profile login. Imagine your profile gets hijacked and flooded with fake one-star reviews. Your credibility score with the AI would tank overnight.
That's terrifying. So what about the day-to-day tools, the things businesses use to maintain this high credibility profile?
Those systems are all about reputation management. So yes, fast website hosting, but also things like professional email systems, think Microsoft 365. You need secure, reliable communication to respond to customer feedback quickly.
Because the speed of your response to a bad review is probably an AI-scored factor, too.
You have to assume it is. Then you need collaboration tools so your team can coordinate a response. And underlying all of it are basic security controls to protect all those online accounts. Looking reliable online starts with being reliable internally.
And this whole infrastructure is now having to integrate with AI. It's not just a passive background thing anymore.
It's an active partnership. We're seeing systems evolve to support things like AI-driven workflow automation. You know, automatically flagging reviews with certain keywords for immediate attention. It's all about making sure your tech isn't just working, but is actively supporting your visibility score in this new AI framework.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? We've covered the changes in Gemini, the huge strategic shift for businesses, and the tech needed to support it.
The key takeaway is really simple, whether you're searching for something or selling something. Visibility in the age of AI is less about what you say in text on your website and much, much more about the verifiable, visual, credible reality of your business that's reflected in your profile.
And for you, this knowledge is immediately applicable. The sources point out how great this visual map-first experience is for travel planning. You can discover restaurants, attractions, whatever, in a new city without having to jump between three different apps.
The AI is doing that synthesis for you in real time, which I think raises a really important final question for you to think about as we wrap up this deep dive.
Go on.
If AI continues to prioritize this kind of real-world visual proof, this actively curated profile data, this quick, verifiable snapshot over, you know, long-form website content and old-school keyword stuff blog posts, does the future of local search fundamentally favor the concise, verified reality over the detailed long-form argument?